Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. And we know you have a lot of questions about retirement, which is why Eric does this show every weekend. And of course, we want you to remember Eric's phone number so you can call him 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Today, you'll hear about Eric's blueprint to worryless wealth. And getting this blueprint could help you with some of your very concerns about retirement. If there's something you'd like to specifically address, then of course you can reach out to us at 800-454-1184, or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, here we are again. Always good to be here with you.
Oh, it's always great to be back. And today we're going to be talking a lot about physical health and how that can translate into your fiscal health.
True. Now let's talk about your physical health right now. I know you are physically healthy. You eat right. I know you get plenty of exercise. You're doing your 50 miles in 50 states challenge. I know you drink plenty of water. How about getting your rest? Are you getting your rest?
Oh yeah, I do pretty decent on that. And one of the big things I had was 2008 or so, around that time frame, I actually had back surgery.
Oh.
And that was when I kind of started realizing, okay, some of it was stress based, some of it was exercise based, and so stopped doing any golf stuff because that was not good for the back for sure.
Right.
I started riding more and more on my bike, and like you said, right now I'm doing my 50 miles in 50 states in 25 months. So that's been a kind of a fun challenge. It's a good way to see the country, see the rest of the U.S., and go to places that not all of us have been, and obviously get some good exercise along the way. And it also does do a lot of stress relief when you're out there riding and just on your own. And so, it's a great way to do that. And, I think that's what more and more people need to do, is find whatever makes them feel good, whatever makes them get healthy. And there's a lot of stuff that you need to be paying attention to. But, your health is so critical. And the sad part is there's so many of us that just kind of ignore it until it becomes a problem. And,
right.
And you can't ignore it anymore. And usually that's the part where once you get to that level, lots of times you can't fix it.
Right. So it's so important to be physically healthy. And we all know that, right? We know what to do. We know exactly what to do. It's just a matter of actually doing it. But what does it mean to be financially healthy? That's where we're going to go today. And there was a survey done. The AARP Foundation did this survey, and it found that 83% of adults 50 and older are struggling with some type of financial aspect in their lives. What's causing people to fall behind when they're, trying to prepare for retirement?
Well, it all takes a little bit of time, a little bit of effort. There's not much to having to exercise, really. If everybody says, oh, I need this, or I need to go to a gym, or I need to do that. And no, you don't. I mean, it's so funny. Anybody in the world can do a push-up. Anybody in the world can do a sit-up. The floor is always there somewhere.
Yep,
gravity
or the ground.
Keeps us there,
yeah.
Right? There's a ground. There's something. You don't need any sort of specialty equipment or anything like that to do that. And, one of the things that I think a lot of people also, obviously have a failure, issue with is financial stuff. And, some of it's because lots of times our parents didn't really, teach us about, needing to work out, because as a kid, you did sports or you were active and, you just naturally burn calories faster, and, they didn't bother telling you why they got fatter as they got older, right? they didn't tell you, and now some led by example, right? Some were going to the gyms or working out more, but, obviously some people weren't and they didn't see that, and same thing with financial planning. I mean, there's still really almost no courses. My son, he graduated from high school two out of high school already, but, they didn't take any classes in, financial management or anything like that. I mean, they did, my second son did have a little bit more talk in one class that was kind of good, but again, still, it was just very cursory. And for a lot of high school students, if you didn't pay attention that week, that may not help. So, so that's one of the problems is just paying yourself first is such a simple thing. Always having some emergency fund, a rainy day fund. There's so many basic stuff that people should know, but unfortunately they either don't know, they don't pay attention, or they just don't take the time to really focus on that. And then they end up you know, in a world of hurt, like you said.
Right. Eric, why is it that even when it comes to getting help with retirement planning, so many people just put it off?
Well, I always kind of equate my profession with, ironically, exercise and dentistry and some of these other things that, you know you should do, but people don't generally really like it, right?
I mean,
nobody loves getting their teeth cleaned. I don't think there's a person who does it. Who knows? Maybe there is.
My husband loves it. I will say he loves going to the dentist.
So there are some, but most of us, you know, don't really get excited when we see that on the calendar or get that reminder call. And you know, the same thing with financial planning. I mean, it's a thing that if you just get it done and just put it on the calendar and make sure you do it, you're going to be a lot better off. And it is so funny how long people will spend planning a vacation or planning a trip. Yet if they just took half that time and spent that on their own financial plan, they could probably take twice as many trips. But for some reason, that one's not fun. That one's not exciting, right? So it is kind of crazy how we as a society do this, right? We just fail to do the planning. And, that's the old saying, right? People don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan. So, really what you want to do is set up some time to sit down and really look at and say, okay, I mean, why are you so worried about financial well-being? What is that concern? What's that worry? Well, most likely it's because you don't know how you're going to be. What income are you going to have? Is your money going to last for the rest of your life? You know, these are all the questions that is probably most likely what's making you, worry and be stressed out about that. So again, if you sit down, have a plan and say, okay, where's my money right now? How am I growing it? If I retired at, 65, 70, whatever the age is, does my money last for the rest of my life or not? And does it last till 75 or does it last till 95? Obviously, big difference between the two. So, that's what you want to know is then where should you be investing? What should you be doing tax-wise? What about healthcare and legacy? I mean, these are all the things that we need to know about. And, it all starts with just having a pretty simple plan and just taking some time for yourself. And, if you're the person who wants to actually change your life, and if you're somebody who actually wants to have that reduced stress load, have that worry less wealth, as we like to call it, worry less about your money and worry more about having fun and enjoying life, well, all you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, and we can set up a time to go over this. We can do it, in person, online, or just on the phone. It's pretty simple. There's no cost, no obligation for radio listeners right now where we're doing this no cost. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, we've waived our planning fee. Again, take some time for yourself and really get some answers. So give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or if you want to set a time directly, you can book it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We know what our annual physical looks like, but what does a financial checkup look like? We're going to dive into that a little bit deeper when we come back with Eric on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
If you have a crystal ball that can predict the future, you don't need to listen to this message. For everyone else, you might want to pay attention. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services know we've witnessed an almost unprecedented rise in the stock market over the past few years. They don't have a crystal ball, but they've seen market corrections and they've seen what can happen when markets crash. Now is the time to find out how your investment portfolio might perform during a market downturn. Give Eric and his team a call now and schedule a visit to find out what investment strategies are best for you today and into retirement. 800-224-2489. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies could help you in possibly minimizing fees and even lowering your tax costs. Wouldn't you like to worry less? That's what this show is all about. So, Eric, we've come to the point in our show where you and I always talk about some type of financial fail that you've seen happen. And this is just a point where we can really learn from somebody's misfortune. What do you have for us today?
Well, so there's a lot of anxiety, of course, of, you know, stopping having that paycheck, right? Making that that leap or whatever you want to call it. I actually had a client to equate it to Wile E. Coyote when he runs off the cliff and he's running in, you know, in place before he always falls, you know, somehow. I don't know how they, you know, somehow in cartoons they always are able to stay floating for a bit. Uh-huh. And, you know, so I kind of had that with one client that he kept wanting to work. And I said, you know, you've saved up enough. You've got enough. You can go have fun now. And he goes, no, no. And so for 3 years, he kept postponing. And, you know, he finally set a retirement date. And right before that, he started having some really bad leg problems. And now he's walking with a cane and all the stuff. And he's okay, you know, but health-wise, but he's not the health status he had, you know, a couple years ago. He really wanted to do a bunch of stuff. He wanted to do hiking. He wanted to do all these other things. And now his health is going to prevent him really from doing that. And he had the money. He had the time and energy. He just, you know, couldn't get over that fear of no paycheck and, you know, living off your money versus, you know, living off of that paycheck that everybody's used to, right? So it's kind of sad. I mean, he's still doing fine and health-wise, and he'll still be able to do a good retirement, but, you know, just not exactly quite the one he could have done. And there wasn't a need for it. So I guess that's the part where it's a little bit more sad for me is the fact that he didn't need to do that. It's different if he really needed to have that extra money, but no, he could have pulled the trigger a little bit earlier and been off and having fun and at least got some stuff done before he had any ailments creep up.
Yeah. And Eric, I know this is something that you help your retirees with. I mean, obviously you help them, you know, get up the mountain to retirement, but then on the way down, right, once you're in retirement, there are a lot of things, a lot of changes, and it's totally different in retirement. And that's what you focus on. And that's why you're here and you do this every single week and you do it day in and day out. So I want to give you Eric's phone number. It's 800-454-1184. Eric is offering you a chance to come in and he can talk to you and hopefully guide you so you can worry less in retirement. He'll take you through what he calls his blueprint to worry less wealth. And Eric, tell us about that blueprint real quick.
Yeah, well, that's our trademark process that really it's designed to do what it says, you know, have you worry less. I find most people, there's always worry and always concern, obviously, about money and retirement and all those issues. But my mom was our chief worrying officer, as we used to like to call her. She'd worry about this and that. And, you know, that's why I named this process that, is because I want to have people to be able to relax more. Enjoy things more, you know, go on those trips, go play with the grandkids, you know, go do a round of golf or, you know, whatever it is that you want to be doing and not sitting at home watching CNBC or, you know, checking your portfolio out to see if I should be able to go have fun next weekend or not. And, you know, all those types of things. So, you know, that's really what you want to be focused on. And so, you know, when we're doing our planning process, I mean, the first thing is we have a really what we call a worry less wealth visit or talk. It doesn't have to be in person. It could be online or on the phone. But, you know, first, that's just to really find out, hey, this is my situation. These are my concerns. Some people have some simple ones and we can just answer them then and that's fine. But for most people, it really makes more sense to really create that blueprint to worry less wealth. And so what that is that's just showing you the path you're on. It's not saying it's good or bad necessarily, but, you know, we're all headed some direction. If you don't know what direction you're headed, it's good to at least finally get that data, right? And so that's what we do is we find out, okay, here's your income plan that you have. Even if you don't really have one, this is what it'll look like with taxes, inflation, everything counted for. Then let's look at, you know, what's the risk level you have in those investments? Look at the taxes. How can you lower those taxes permanently over your lifetime, not just for 1 year? Because that's really the key. A lot of times people ask the wrong question on taxes and they try to save money today versus saving money for their lifetime. And then lastly, healthcare and legacy. You know, how are you going to be able to pay for that healthcare? Are you counting for it? And then who gets your stuff when you're gone? you know, what kind of messages do you want to send and what kind of legacy do you want to leave? So, you know, those are all super critical things. So it's really easy process to go through that. Really, the first talk can be, you know, half hour, you know, 45 minutes at the high end, but it doesn't have to be very long. And then the next one's usually about an hour and a half to go through all that data and just show you, hey, this is what you have going on. And then if there's some issues or some things you need to fix, yeah, that's when we start helping people and they decide if they want to work with us or not. But, you know, getting that data and getting that information is so critical. So, you know, it's a pretty easy process. There's no high pressure sales. There's no, you know, got to do this. You know, we don't lock our conference room door, you know, not like a timeshare, nothing like that. So, I mean, that's kind of mainly the process. And then of course, you know, typically we'll have a third meeting after that and say, okay, here's the changes we should make. Let's move the money around or do whatever we need to do. You know, then of course, after that, it's more just like what we've been talking about. It's doing that checkup, you know, making sure everything's still on track, making sure we don't need to adjust for things. You know, as life changes, obviously there's things that's going to change and adjustments need to be made. And those are pretty easy to do. So, you know, again, I mean, if that's something you want to do, you know, if you want to give us a call, you can leave us a message and we'll give you a call back. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book a meeting directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, Eric, when my hip was bothering me, I went to my main doctor and then he sent me to a specialist, right? An orthopedic surgeon. And I had a hip replacement at age 58. So we know we need to go to specialists for our health. What do we need to be looking for when we're trying to find a financial professional to help us with retirement?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question because there are so many people who call themselves financial advisors. You know, sometimes you see banks have these people that call themselves financial advisors. Mm-hmm. They're really just investment managers or, you know, they'll sell you some products. They're not doing really any sort of real planning or anything. So really, if you're trying to get a true plan, it should be something that you can pick up. There's actually a study that was done in one of the talks that we use on couples. And there was a stat that was scary. It said 73% of couples can't agree if they have a written income plan.
What?
So if it's written on paper, you can pick it up, right?
Yes.
So you can either go pick it up or you can't find it, and that means you don't have it. So yeah, if you don't have a plan that's actually written that shows you how your money's going to last the rest of your life, that shows how you should be investing. And then also make sure that that person knows taxes. Taxes are a minefield in retirement. I mean, people have no clue. I always tell this to people, and they don't understand until about a year after retiring. Then they come back to me and say, oh my gosh, taxes are way more complicated in retirement. Well, why is that? You get to pick your taxes. You get to pick which type of money you take from what type of account, and that has different ramifications for taxes. So if that financial professional says, oh, we don't do tax advice or we can't help you with taxes, get out of there. Go to someplace that can help you with taxes and investments and doing the planning, because that's when you need a specialist. You know, you're not going to go, you know, send your, you know, 1 or 2 year old typically to a general practitioner because usually they don't know as much about little kids. You send them to a pediatrician, right? Well, same thing here on the reverse side. You know, why are you still going to the pediatrician when you need to be going to the specialist, you know, or even your general practitioner, right? You need a specialist who specializes in retirement. So that's a really critical thing that people don't always understand. And so, yeah, having that plan will tell you, this is what you should do in this situation. You know, just like a pilot. The pilot says, oh, if this happens, this is what you do. This happens, you know, they're trained heavily to do that. And, you know, that's what you should do, is you should be having that training for your financial plan, for your financial decision-making. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked blueprint to worry less wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is offering a chance to help you create a retirement strategy. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even your legacy plan. According to Fidelity, the average couple can expect to spend about $285,000 on out-of-pocket expenses in retirement. This is not even including long-term care. And so you just can't afford to not look at healthcare costs when you're planning for retirement. Tell us how you help your clients plan for all of this so they won't deplete their savings.
Well, first we tell them not to have kids.
Yeah, that should have happened a long time ago before they retire.
Yeah, we have health savings accounts and large deductible plans to save on the healthcare costs, but it seems one of my sons will always have something that, you know, maxes out our deductible every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, maxes out the health savings account, you know, amount. So, it is amazing how one little, you know, meaningless thing almost can be several thousands of dollars. I mean, it's just disgusting, our state of our healthcare system. It's more for profit than for health. But, there's not much we can do about that, but other than just, you know, like you said, try to account for it. So, you know, you have to have that in the budget. I mean, I had one person that met with me, and she had her house paid off, and thinking about her husband retiring, she'd already retired, but he was younger. And yeah, she's like, oh yeah, we live pretty simply. We only need $3,000 a month to live on. I'm like, what about medical insurance? Is that in there? She's like, no. and if he tried to retire before 65, well, probably just for him alone, it's going to be $1,000. No, not to mention her costs. So once they both are 65, then yeah, maybe they're $800 to $1,000 a month, but you know, prior to that, it could be $1,500 a month. So, on a $3,000 budget, you know, that was almost 50% off. And so, you know, that's something that you do have to account for. So, main thing is accounting for it, planning for those costs. You know, I mean, that's one of the things that we really need to make sure that's in there, and make sure that you know that. You know, like dental is something that's super expensive in your retirement. A lot of people don't realize that Medicare doesn't cover dental. And, you know, I've had one client, she unfortunately passed away now, but she would always joke with me, and she had a good sense of humor, but that, you know, when she died, she wanted to make sure she had a huge smile in her casket so that people could see her teeth, because she's like, there's $28,000 in these teeth, so I want them on display. You know, it's like one of the most expensive things she'd ever bought was her own teeth. and that's what happens, though, unfortunately, is lots of times, you know, things, those costs do come up, and that can be a lot. I mean, you know, $20,000 plus dental bill is probably not something you had planned for, right?
No.
So that's one of those things, that taking that into account and having somebody who knows that and has experience with, you know, how people run budgets in retirement is really critical.
So what are some things that you help people do early on in retirement to, you know, help cover that increasing health care later in life?
Well, I mean, there's not necessarily as much you can do other than obviously save more money. I mean, you can use a health savings account, and that's a great tool. So if you have that at work or have that as an option, you can keep building up money in there. And, you know, if you have really good income, you don't even have to do claims for you. You know, even if you have claims that you make, you can save those for later. There's no time limit on having to do those claims. And so you could take that money out a lot later or just leave it for retirement. And then you've got a pot of money to help pay for that. But, you know, if you don't have that, you know, at least just saving for that, counting for it. And that's really the biggest key, is making sure you have that in your plan. And also know, if you're trying to retire early, you better be thinking a lot about the healthcare costs.
Explain to us how healthcare costs actually is different than planning for long-term care costs. They're two separate things, right, Eric?
Yeah, so healthcare costs is really two things, right? It's your premiums. So, you know, once you hit Medicare, you have the Part A is free, Part B you pay for, Part D is prescriptions that you pay for. All in right now, that's, you know, a little under $200. Now, if you make too much money, that can get higher and higher. So that's one thing you also have to be worried about, is if you're needing to make more in retirement, you may be paying double or triple Medicare costs. So that's one thing also that is very sneaky and nobody usually tells you. Your tax person, I'm sure, never tells you that. I've very rarely seen that in any sort of tax software other than the one we use. And then the other cost is all the stuff, right? You know, the co-payments, the prescriptions, you know, all the little nickel and diming. You know, you go in for one procedure and all of a sudden you get 10 bills from 10 different places. And it's like, I went to one place, right?
Right.
How am I getting all these different bills? And who are even are these people, right? You know, the radiologist, the whatever, you know, the... it's crazy how many bills that can result from one visit. So that's just the health care costs. Long-term care is for all the stuff that medical insurance doesn't cover. So basically, if it's something that's chronic, something that you're not getting better at, or, you know, better from, I should say, so if you're not healing, then it becomes a chronic condition, and then health insurance stops paying for it. So Medicare will not pay for more than 100 days of any sort of long-term care need, and rarely will they even pay more than 20 days because, you know, they have a whole procedure of how to kick you off the system if you're not getting better. So if you stop improving, boom, you're not going to get covered by health insurance. Guess who pays for it then? You do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's out of your pocket. And that can be $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 right now a month. You know, that's not talking 5, 10, 15 years from now. That's today's, you know, cost. So depending if you're doing home health care or if you're going to a facility and what type, and, you know, well, there's a lot of parameters around there, but it's a lot of money. And so, yeah, that's something that people really need to be planning for. But again, that's not something that people are talking a lot about. And they're not talking about the health insurance and long-term care aspects. And long-term care insurance has been such a ripoff. I mean, it is expensive, hard to get. And then on top of all that, we're seeing clients get 100% rate increases on policies they bought 10, 15 years ago. And that's not sustainable. That's not something that you're going to be able to keep paying on. So there are some great options out there. There's some really good options that are tied in technically with a life insurance program, but really it's designed really for long-term care. And those can be really, really good if you buy the right one, if you know what you're looking at, and if you have somebody who can kind of really shop that around for you. So, you know, if that's something you're concerned about, if you want to know more about this and you got some questions of, you know, how am I going to pay for this? How can I get some long-term care protection so that way I'm not going to lose a quarter million, half a million or more, and then have my healthy spouse live with almost no money for another 10 or 20 or 30 years? That's the big kind of thing that you want to be doing the planning for. So again, if you want to get a little bit more information on alternatives and ways to get that critical cost covered, you know, just give us a call and we can set up a time, a phone call or something, or just an online meeting. Again, it's 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When we come back, we have some retirement advice from Ben Franklin, Mark Twain, even Yogi Berra. Stick around for that. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
If you have a crystal ball that can predict the future, you don't need to listen to this message. For everyone else, you might want to pay attention. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services know we've witnessed an almost unprecedented rise in the stock market over the past few years. They don't have a crystal ball, but they've seen market corrections and they've seen what can happen when markets crash. Now is the time to find out how your investment portfolio might perform during a market downturn. Give Eric and his team a call now and schedule a visit to find out what investment strategies are best for you today and into retirement. 800-224-2489. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. And he is a certified financial planner. He's a chartered financial consultant, and Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. There are some words of wisdom that just stand the test of time, and we have some of that timeless advice that we're going to share with you right now. So, Eric, I'm going to give you a quote, and then I want you to talk about what this has to do with retirement planning, okay?
Okay.
All right. So this first quote is from Ben Franklin. I think we all know this quote. A penny saved is a penny earned. What does that have to do with your retirement?
Well, it does have a lot to do with it. There are some people that do spend a lot. And and obviously, then that means you need a lot more for retirement. But if you're doing stuff a little bit, thriftier, a little bit, cheaper, it doesn't mean you have to be shortchanging yourself. You can still go off and have fun, but sometimes people just don't even think about things that they can do in retirement that are different. Probably the top ones are you can go travel during the week, right? You don't have to be doing this stuff on a weekend. And often if you're doing a trip on a Monday or a Tuesday, lots of times there's going to be a lot better deals, a lot cheaper pricing. There's a lot of ways that you can save some money. So just looking around, being a little bit more, spend a little bit more time to try to how can you save that money and not spend as much, but still do the same fun stuff. When you're retired, you got a lot more time to kind of research that and figure that out. And, that way you don't have to spend as much. Then also just looking at little stuff. I mean, there's a term called dripping nickels, where you're just having money, slowly leaking out your wallet, right?
Yeah.
And, now today, that number one thing for that is either Amazon, ordering too much junk and not price checking, because a lot of times Amazon's not the cheapest. But the other one is all these things that you sign up for, and then, maybe you're not using it. Maybe you said, I really like that one series on Showtime, so I'll be paying for that. And then you stop watching that series, and now you're still paying for it, and you're not even using that, right? But now they're charging you whatever it is, $5-$10 a month, and you did that with another one and another one. All of a sudden you add those all up, and it could be a couple $100 in charges that, you're maybe not really paying attention to. So, looking for all those little things, I can make those pennies saved be, like Ben said, penny earned.
Penny earned, that's right. And that's what you do. This is what Eric does professionally every single day. He helps you try to keep more of your own money in your pockets. Here's another one from Ben Franklin. Wealth is not his that has it, but his that enjoys it. What does that mean to you, Eric?
Well, literally, I think some people think their 401k or their investment account is points on a scoreboard, and whoever's got the highest points wins. That's really pointless, literally. unless you start using it and enjoying it, what's the value of all that hard work and all that deferral of fun that you did by putting that money away? You got to be able to use it, enjoy it, and do stuff with it. So, I think there's a lot of people that, are delaying stuff. I mean, it's amazing how many studies there have been that the adult children say, I wish mom or dad would just spend more money. Mm-hmm. And then you interview the mom and dad, and they say, I'm trying to leave more money for my kids. And the kids don't want the money. They want them to have more fun. And I literally had that happen with one of my clients that after her mom passed away, she had a house in Sunnyvale. It wasn't much of anything, but bought, now in hindsight in the middle of all the tech campuses, and, things sold for insane price, well over $2 million, dinky little house, but, right time, right place when they sold it. And, that it was all tax-free to them because of after somebody passes away, you get that stepped up basis at death. And the sad part was, obviously she was happy to get the money, but she was so bummed that her mom never took all the trips that her mom wanted to. because her mom kept saying, well, I'm waiting for, I want to make sure you guys leave you guys enough Aww. Money and stuff. Well, she had the house. She could have spent her other assets. Yeah. Aww. So, and she didn't do those. So, you know, that's one of the things that I think people need to do. And you know, you can also retire somewhat when you're working, right? So you could also take some time off, right? And go off and do some of those trips or do some of those things. You don't have to wait till you're 100% retired. And, you know, I think that's another thing for people to really be paying attention to also, is not just wait for someday, right? Do some of that now and do some of that later. Both.
Yeah, good point. All right, Yogi Berra. And he said this, a nickel ain't worth a dime anymore. What's he talking about, Eric?
Yeah, well, you know, as we all know, things get more expensive over time. And, you know, we all end up at some point saying, I remember when this was, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, once you start saying, I remember when, it's official, you're old, right?
Right.
You know, and my kids would be more than happy to point that out, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, when you remember that, you know, Baskin Robbins was a quarter a scoop, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff, instead of $1.50 a scoop or $3 or $4, you know, I mean, it's amazing how high up it's gone, right?
Yes.
You know, that's one of the things that you do have to plan for, because if you're thinking that, hey, I just need $5,000 a month to live on, and now that's 20 years in the future, and all you planned on that was that same $5,000 that was from 20 years ago, it's not going to feel like that anymore. You know, it's going to be almost cut in half over that time period. So you really need to make sure that money that you're withdrawing is actually going up in dollar amount, so that way it stays flat in terms of purchasing power. So yeah, if you're not planning on inflation, that is going to be a big, big mistake. And, you know, that's, again, why we do this planning is we say, you know, what's my income going to look like? You know, that's probably the number one fear for most people is, you know, is my money going to last and, you know, longer than me, ideally, right? How do you know that? Well, you have to take into factor, you know, taxes, inflation, healthcare, all those things. You know, withdrawing all that money over that time period, what's that going to look like? How are you going to be able to last? Is it going to be there for the rest of your life or not? And if not, what age is that? You know, is it 70, 80, or 90 when you run out of money? Now, big differences between all those ages, right? So that's what you want to know now before you retire. So that's something we can do. We can give you that income security analysis. We can look at, here's your assets today. Here's what your income plan is going to look like. And then just tell you the good and bad about it. And now, at least then you'll have that data, you can make a decision. And if you want to hire us to help you figure out how to fix it, you can do that. If not, you can go do it on your own, but at least you got that data. And that's what we really want people to have. So again, we're waiving our fees for right now for planning. So if you wanted to have that income security analysis done, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is our final one. I love this one. Mark Twain, here we go. October. This is one of the most dangerous months to speculate stocks in. The others are July, January, September, April, November, May, March, June, December, August, and February. I think you named them all.
Yep, for sure. And so it's very, very true. I mean, there's been all sorts of studies that have tried to analyze this, and over a long period of time, there's almost no bad month or good month, and it's such a nominal little difference, even though sometimes it feels like it. I mean, there's been some famous crashes in October, but there's also been some famous ones in March. There's been some famous lows in March. The 2020 crash and the 2008-2009 crash were both in Marches, right? So is March a good month to buy after things crashed? Well, there's also been crashes, though, in other months, right? It's really more about, if this is a concern of yours, then why are you playing, right? I mean, one of the best ways not to lose money in a casino is you don't play, right?
Right.
And so if you're not comfortable playing and gambling, don't. But the problem is, if you've got a 401k, you don't have a choice. They're going to force you into the market, either the stocks and bonds markets, which are all basically kind of a quasi form of gambling, right? So you can have lower risk, but once you have money in IRAs, once you roll that money out, then you get to pick how your money's earned and how what risk level it's at. And, you know, that's when you can really have the risk that you want. So you need to have some foundational income. You need to have some foundational assets, stuff that can't go away. You also need to have some steady income, some money that's going to be paying you dividends every single month, ideally right now around 5 to 6%. And then you can have the market money. But you got to have all three types. And if you want to retire successfully, that's the only way, is that having all three types. If you have everything in stocks and bonds, you are going to be in a world of danger and hurt at some point, because we know there's crashes that always happen. So again, if that's something you want to do, you want to look at that risk level that you have, and you want a second opinion on that risk level, and look at what foundational assets, what are steady income options, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Coming up in our final segment, Eric has a wealth success story for us. So see what you can learn from that on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked blueprint to worry less wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you here today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. He is a certified planner and a chartered financial consultant, and he's here to help you make the best decisions for your retirement. So we've come to the time in our show where Eric gives us an example of someone's wealth success story. What do you have for us, Eric?
Yeah, well, this is a story about a guy who just basically did this, what you're supposed to do, who kept saving, kept putting money away. Yeah, he was a couple of years out before retirement. He came to one of our talks and, you know, learned more about us and said, hey, okay, can we move some of this money to protect it and guide it before I retire, even though I'm still working at my company? And often there's a thing called an in-service distribution where you can roll money from your 401k to an IRA while you're still working at that company. And then you get those other foundational options, that steady income options. And so we'd set all this up well before, you know, he retired. You know, he ended up retiring right in the middle of all the initial craziness with all the COVID-19 stuff, but he wasn't worried.
Awesome.
Because we had money guaranteed. We had money that was steady income. He'd even found a house that he wanted to downsize to, and it was a new home. And so they were able to buy that before they had to. We figured out a way to kind of finance it so he could buy that ahead of time and then not have to be rushed to sell his house. And was able to make that move and do all those things. And now he's enjoying retirement and having fun, and didn't try to say, oh, I'm retiring next month. Where should my money go? And by the way, the market just crashed.
Right.
So, yeah. That's very tough, but that's actually very common, sadly enough, too. So, if you do that planning ahead of time, if you get stuff, with I like to call it a runway. As long as you still have that runway time frame to speed up and get things going before you sail off into, fly off into retirement, you're good. But if you're trying to do it last minute, it can be very, very ugly. So the key for him was, that 2 or 3 years ahead of when he wanted to retire, doing that planning, moving some of those assets to foundational and steady income asset areas, and not having it all be in the market really saved him and made sure he was able to still retire on the date he wanted to and without freaking out. It's hard to put a price tag on the not freaking out part, but it's pretty valuable. And so once you set that plan up, once you know how much money you're going to have that's going to last for the rest of your life, which is one of those big, huge concerns. What tax moves should you be doing today? I mean, all that needs to be answered, and that's what we can do with our plan. Again, we're waiving the planning fees right now, so if you want to take advantage of that, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Listen to us wherever you find podcasts, but thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.